Holy shit. Is this thing not working? Hey, Friday kind of guy. Guess what? I'm in the quarantine zone. Yeah, it has been a long time. And glad to have you as an admin. So we're live from the quarantine zone. They just announced it. I immediately pulled over into the SLR San Leandro RV parts store and got 8 rolls of toilet paper, one of which I promptly gave away to somebody who takes a lot of shits. Starting midnight tonight, you must remain in place in the San Francisco Bay Area, affecting Alameda County, Contra Costa County, San Francisco County, and all other surrounding counties, with the exception of Solano. Yeah, well, you know, my shit's pretty dry. Might as well just live from quarantine. All the way up until they line us up against the wall. Hey, this is the perfect time to finish the comic book and maybe get the webtoon out, huh? Perfect timing. Just what I needed. Everybody off and no money coming in. Yay! Oh, shit. All right, just to let everybody know, everything has slowed down. It's been hard as hell to get any internet connection. So I'm here to tell you that, I might lose you a time or three, but have no fear. You'll be better. He's here in the shit. This is what I get for not being in a major combat zone. I get to be in a major combat zone. Hey, Jacob. Welcome to the quarantine. Fortunately, I'm in an area that most people won't like veer off and come like hang out in the trailer parks because, you know, we got our 5150s. Legal. We got, you know, our meth dealers. Now that's going to be a problem is when everyone fucking comes down off their shit. They're going to get very angry. Very angry. I'm not worried about the heroin addicts. They're going to be out. They're going to be on the ground writhing. It's the meth heads I'm worried about. All goddamn smokers. Excuse my language. But all those goddamn smokers, it's like crack times 10. Doesn't matter how many times you tell them that there's better ways of doing that. You could like just go get a prescription of Adderall. It's one covalent bond difference from what you're doing. The meth heads don't have COVID. Wait. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the other suspicions I had that could get me strung up. So I'll be broadcasting live until they line us up against the wall, folks. That is a joke, I hope. So what have you been up to, Friday kind of guy? Are you going to be here with me to the bitter end? Get the word out. We were brave. Or we would rave. I don't know. I just felt moved to get on. It's been a while. So on last night with Drew World Order, he lost his mic and I ended up running the show for him. Sabrina and I, that was kind of fun. Public execution of Adrian. No, I'm not going to have a row of people lined up masturbating. Nope, nobody is executing an Adrian. Oh, I went there. Here I am for posterity's sake. Maybe I should start over. Maybe I should edit this before I live upload. But anyway, hey, it's real. It's right now. It's right here. Nah. The funny thing is, and I'm not saying this to get anybody's suspicions and conspiracy theories going, because let's face it, during this entire ordeal, without a doubt, we're going to uphold and adhere to Occam's razor, the principle that the simplest answer is the most likely answer. And the simplest, most likely answer is what? Well, let's look at the facts. What have we got? Well, subjectively, all of the people that I know, and I know at least six pretty damn well, probably eight, none of them are sick, and none of them know anybody who is sick, meaning there are eight people. So right now, I guess it's working. Hey, Chelsea Henderson. So if my 6 degrees of separation, I have no one in that 6 or 8 degrees separation that is sick as of yet. Yeah, doing pretty good. Yeah, usually people aren't frequenting the trailer parks and taking guided tours. mainly because you can't see the Bay Bridge from here. And most of the rest of us are under bridges. hold on just a second. And I still hear you. Broadcast, can you hear me? I hope you can hear me. I had to say, hey man, Shane, to see if I give you, if you run me by the Castro Valley Trader Joe's so I can pick up some groceries for this mandatory house stay thing they just issued. I just got here and waiting on Sabrina. Yes, I got to check with her. Got to check with her, and I'm broadcasting. So, the number one thing I want the world to know, that the first thing that I did was immediately buy a rolls of toilet paper. Because if you're going to be on lockdown, you don't want to have a nasty butt. Right? No nasty butt. I think I'm still broadcasting. Man, my phone is blowing up. Everybody wants a ride. Everybody loves a guy with a diesel pickup truck that can haul 17,000 pounds when they want to leave town. Speaking of which, I will probably take y'all with me. Fun. Hey, no IDs though. Friday, can we kick all the IDs? Names only. They can't give us a name. They can go find a name. I'll kick them. You ate all your toilet paper and drank all your hand sanitizer? That's, wow. So how does Purell taste like? Oh, is it cute? I don't know. I haven't witnessed it in person. The last time, or is that not the cure? So the last time I saw something really outlandishly strange, it was, hey, Joseph Luca, it was at a rave back in 1995, I want to say, maybe 96. Keoki, he was the talent on hand. There was about 2,500 of us. It was in Austin, Texas. And I'd gone to a record store and got a phone number, called the number, and got directions to go pick up the map. And then we walked down into the part of Austin in which I probably shouldn't have been until somebody showed up with a record player and we knew we were in the right place. Later that night, the theme, by the way, was abducted. Saw an old man, well, he was maybe in his 50s, early 60s, had a beard almost down to his knees, and he was looking on the ground quite intently. And there was two of my buddies with me. This is my 23rd birthday. We decided to help him find whatever it was he was looking for. And just as I was starting to say, sir, he picked up a rock and he goes, I found it. And he stuck the rock in his mouth, this big old rock, and started chewing on it. It was at that point we decided to leave him alone. Anybody who's eating rocks, they know what they're supposed to do. So, you know, they just announced Marilyn and Bree right after Trump said how awesomely wonderful we're doing and how the federal government on a scale of 1 to 10 is performing at an outstanding, amazing 10. Lyndon Breed came out and announced that all the counties except for Solano and one other are on lockdown as of midnight tonight. And I said, oh shit, and bought toilet paper. So that is the recap. As far as animation goes, I have a lot of good information as a DIY animator of the area. A lot of programs I've been checking out. I got to tell y'all about these programs. They're absolutely free and they're great. One of the best so far is storyboarding. It is absolutely free. It's from Wonder Ink, I believe. And you can download it to your laptop and you can start doing your storyboard. I'm not going to do any kind of storyline that has anything to do with zombies because I don't want to manifest anything that's going to eat my brain. I like my brain. And if anybody's going to eat my brain, it's going to be me. Or at least my partner, you know. We wouldn't have any famine anywhere if people would just eat the dead. Think of all the good it would do if you knew that after your death, they were going to have a big old meal and eat you. And you wouldn't want to taste bad, would you? Well, anybody want to call into the quarantine? I don't think you will catch it just from digital saliva. But I don't know. I could be wrong. You could, within an hour, turn inside out. Have your anus just roll you completely inside and out. Next thing you know, you're floating in a black hole. What? Speaking of black holes, I'm just riffing. Hey, did you miss me, Friday kind of guy? Am I keeping it still going? Okay. Unfortunately, everyone kind of laughed at my announcement of the coming Antichrist. Hey, Bojo, COVID-19 legal. Dang, Friday, everybody, all these people want to jump on. Find out what's going on, huh? So, one thing I definitely have going is I have a hot 42-year-old who's never had a kid, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, never been married, has 2 master's degrees, and is a hot Asian mama without being a mama. So, from time to time, we'll have to, warm each other up, you know, during the long, cold nights when we can't watch TV. And if anybody else wants to give Friday kind of guy a hand and be in the admin, he's doing an amazing job. He's kicking them out like fast, super fast. That super fly there, Friday kind of guy. And by the way, last Friday was Friday the 13th. So it'd be kind of neat if you were Friday the 13th kind of guy. Because my day is really, 13 is my lucky number, but I like Saturday the 14th. There's nothing like that Saturday the 14th comedy. I wonder if I can get that. Probably not. But definitely, if you are in the Bay Area, you're in the sound of my voice. And you will hear my voice if you're not in the Bay Area. For those who are technologically challenged, do not try and pack all your stuff up and head out of Dodge. You might get run over by a tank. I don't know. Never been through this. Never experienced this. But, you know, it kind of fits into my whole cliche framework of life. Yes. Typically, I think to myself, in any situation, what's the worst that could happen? And besides death, right? And if the worst thing that could happen is absolutely ridiculously cliche, that's typically my sign to get the hell out. Because that's my warning light, so to speak. saying, "Hey, you, yeah, you, the ridiculous one, the one that should have won the lottery. Yes, you should get out of here right now. This is life telling you." And good job at paying attention to patterns. Hopefully they don't keep us here till 4:20. Why 4:20, you say? Well, not just that. Neil deGrasse Tyson got on television, and not to panic anybody, but let everybody know there was going to be an asteroid passing in between the moon and the planet Earth. And in astronomical terms, that's pretty damn close. It's like a shtick kind of shave on the planet Earth going in between the moon. And that's like, yeah, that's close. That's pretty close. But if he's got the know, if he's in the know, like he should be, a man of his stature, no need in panicking everybody, because we're doomed. Or maybe, maybe not. We'll see. No, 4:20, International Pot Smoking Day. Day of the Lord, designated as the birth of Mr. Adolf Hitler. Actually, if you go to any browser and type in what significant things happened on 4:20, it's interesting how many things happened on 4:20. Sammy Boy Manoy, hey, it's been a while. How you been? How's it over on your side of the quarantine? Do they have cheese? I don't mind if it's moldy. Well, fortunately for us, we went and saw a movie last night. We went and saw Onward. Not Pixar's best, but, you know, a solid thing. And we had a cookout. Cookout, no, that was, the movie was the other night, and we went and cooked out for a friend, the president of the San Leandro Arts Association. I'm her vice president. In case you don't know, told you to wash your hands and sing happy birthday and get back to work and wait to die. Oh, yeah, wait, Sammy Boy Manoy, where are you at? Are you in the Bay Area? Oh, you're in the UCK. Oh, man. Yeah, my ancestors were from the UCK. Jennifer Jolly Perchaluk is joining. Yeah, it's getting all warm and sweaty in here, isn't it? As long as you're 6 feet away, sweat away. I can deal with it. I can hang. I can handle. What I can't handle is, oh, thank God my glasses are on top of my head. All right. So, as I was saying, we're in the DIY animator phase. This is for Friday kind of guy. He is my first super fan, and he is the one who was admin first out of all of our ventures. So when I'm rich and or hysterical, you can blame it on him. It was all due to his encouragement. Thank you, Friday kind of guy. They can all thank you. Oh, Bojo, you're there in the UCK too, huh? The UCK. The United Kingdom of UCK. I like it. It has a ring to it. So is Scotland going to stick around in the UCK, or is it going to just go scot-free? You are British, Bojo. I thought you was an Indian. No, Indians are over here. Native Americans. Look, they can't help Columbus got it wrong. Fake engine. Fake news. Okay. It's hard to, like, go on the fly and read the comments. So, if you want to call in. But you can't have an accent that's so hard that you can't understand what shit you say. All right? That's all I'm saying. You don't even think COVID-19 is real? A psyop. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a psyop. Wait, who's Psy? She got tattoos? I think I know who you're talking about. You used to live in Albuquerque? Woman is a freak, let me tell you. Do I want you to call in? Anybody can call in. As long as you play, like, well, with others, meaning you can take it when I give it. Because I can take it. I mean, what else am I going to do? I'm in quarantine. I got nowhere to go, right? My back's up against the wall. If I drop the soap around you, trust me, I'm kicking the soap against the wall. So who's calling in? What's happening? Come on, Governor. Don't let me give you shite. I didn't just call in. Okay, ask to call in. Here we go. Send quarantine. Yes.
Hey, dude. Hope you're well. Hope you've not got SARS or coronavirus and all that shit.
Not yet. But I'm holding out. I'm hoping. If I had the dirtiest toilet in Scotland, I might have a good chance or good shot at it. But I don't. I don't. I don't have the dirtiest toilet in Scotland.
I've got, I've been on some of the dirtiest toilets in Manchester. I've been to Old Trafford, and half the people there, most of the year round, have got fucking some disease, like whether it's hepatitis or fucking syphilis. And that's just in my, so.
Well, one quick point of order. Apparently, we have to do a primal scream. Celtic yell. You go first. There we go. All right.
There we go.
So I was in the Marines. What can I say? So are you? Do you hover, or do you actually plop your hiney down and then just wipe it later?
Do you what? Do you
hover? You've never heard of hovering? You've never been to Burning Man, have you? It's where you just kind of like hang over the toilet and hope it plops through the hole instead of onto the seat.
Do you mean having a piss, yeah? You're having a shit. I don't hover. Right? You've got time to hover, man. I'll sit down. I'll read the paper. I'll check my phone. And I want to make about a good half hour of it.
Yeah, I'd never experienced the leavings of people hovering until I went to Burning Man. And I don't know who the hell would do that, just like hover and poo all over the toilet. And then you're just stuck in the middle of the night trying to find something that somebody hasn't left shit on. In the desert. Yeah. Burning Man sucks. Desert. Don't go.
What is it?
No, Birmingham. No, Burning Man. That thing
Burning
in the desert.
Man.
It's like, Wait, y'all have a big Ding event dong. Up there. What's it called? It's obviously not Edinburgh. It's what's the big festival y'all have? Y'all leave like 3 feet.
Glastonbury,
yeah, like 3 feet of trash. Yeah, that's cool. We used to do that in the Fry Street Festival in Denton, Texas. So many cans would be on the street, you could walk on them and without ever touching concrete or brick.
Sounds a beautiful place to be.
Yeah. I'm lucky that I hit it while I still had a liver that could process that.
So what are you doing, man? What do you think about this corona? Is my theory is all a psyop and it doesn't even exist. Do you think that's mental? Or is that... I'm still taking precautions, but it's like, I don't even think it exists, bro. Except from in your imagination. It's a psyop.
I don't know. I haven't seen anybody sick yet. I don't know anybody who's sick.
I think it's a psyop, yeah, to take down Donald Trump.
Everybody got really,
because I think
everybody got really jumpy when I said, "Hey, look, I don't know anybody, and I've got at least 8 good friends, and they don't know anybody, and they've at least got 8 good friends who's sick yet," which is either a good sign that everybody's doing exactly what needs to be done before we all, half the population dies. And we'll all wipe our brow and go, "Whew, sure glad the greatest generation's finally dead." Or it is PSYOP. But in this cast, I'm going to stick to Occam's razor. And the simplest explanation is the most likely one. At this time, simplest explanation is not this many people around the world and countries and Italy and Iran and everybody wouldn't be freaking the hell out over a PSYOP.
Yeah, it's different. It's different, though, isn't it? It's
But you know,
it's an interesting chain of
I
events.
bet you there was at least one person who died in the Black Death that was going, "It's all an illusion."
Yeah, maybe that'll be not. That'll be me. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But.
In any case,
I just find it very strange.
This is good practice. If Ebola had gotten out, and our response had been like this, people would already be bleeding from their eyes and screaming, running down the streets. So it's a good dry run. In any case,
yeah, I mean, yeah, cause that Ebola is like a serious thing.
You're inside
that. So I mean, look at the. This is what makes you think it's a psyop, because if you look at the response to Ebola, when that fucking died, the response was rapid. It was immediate. Like, you quarantine those people straight away. They do not fucking go anywhere. Yeah. And that is it. Yeah. But now they're like, with this, they're just like, well, you can stay at home if you want. You can go to work if you want. But maybe it's best to self-isolate. What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it may be the eye bleeding and internal organ melting doesn't activate till day 16, around an hour 1400. I don't know. We'll have to see. We should recruit somebody to go go get infected and be our test case.
I think they probably already done that.
It's already been done.
They probably
damn
like
it.
Yeah.
Would have been good for ratings.
Well, the government are already doing that, like, but I don't know if ordinary people have done that.
I would agree.
But yeah, it's interesting. So what would you suggest anyway? If you get coronavirus, yeah, the advice that I've been given is just to drink Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey honey version. Apparently that cures corona. I'm not saying that's come from a like a health
God bless
worker.
Scott.
Oh, but that's my plan,
yeah.
Anyway.
You know, I mean, look at the Scottish; they've survived a shit ton. I would listen to you before I'd listen to a doctor fresh out of school. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the doctors they're just legalized drug dealers.
Did they? Do you have to buy a permit?
They're just drug dealers with suits on.
Oh wow.
They buy permits and shit. They're just drug dealers with suits on. I don't see them as being anything else, bro. But check this, yeah? Russia has got 63 cases of coronavirus, yeah. Right? And it's got the biggest country in the world. Why have they not got more people? Because it's fucking freezing over there. So I think Russia is the place to go to.
Yeah.
Because the virus can't breathe in that cold sort of shit.
So the basic premise you're suggesting here is, in case of apocalypse, everybody run to the Arctic.
Yeah, basically, got food, got polar bears, it's got polar bears, it's got fucking food, and it's got water.
Right.
What more do you need? Food,
you
water.
You do have one point there. Me and Sabrina and I were discussing this last night. You know, Canada's probably going to make it through the best of all of us. They're like the nicest country in the world.
Yeah, Canada was on there.
And they're just going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They're probably going to apologize for doing so well.
Because they're not snowflakes. They're not snowflakes in Canada, though. Do you know
hey,
what I mean?
Hey, I've heard of Nova Scotia.
They're just going out riding around the moose.
Yeah, I've heard
day.
Of Nova Scotia, eh, Hoser? Yeah, they play hockey and stuff.
I don't know. Canada looks like
yeah.
Well, yeah. But play hockey, ride around the mooses. They're all right. It's good up there, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's probably where Bigfoot still is. Yes, do I believe in Bigfoot?
Still,
yeah, no, I think the possibility, statistically, is that there is another ape-like creature on the planet that watched us kill all the other competition and said, hey, let's just stay away from them. How about that? And there's a lot of woods. Maybe. A lot of woods.
Why not?
Mainly because my Maybe. Brother-in-law, who I respect quite a bit, and he was in the fire department for 36 years, looked me dead in the eyes, stone cold serious. In high school, he said a giant, hairy, yowling beast came into their high school pool party and started throwing shit everywhere, and it wasn't human. So, I don't believe in Nessie. I'm sorry. The Loch Ness Monster does not exist.
I don't believe it's a monster as such, but I believe it's like some sea-like creature. There's something in there, definitely. And I don't think it's just one. I think there's a few of them.
Do you think there's a few of them?
But then again,
well, how come they've like gone through the whole thing with sonar and radar and those fish finders and everything and scuba divers and nothing?
Yeah, because it's they like to keep it an urban myth, don't they? Well, they've got photos and stuff, but I know you can get photos.
Somebody ought to put some messages in the bottle that they need to quarantine, that Nessie needs to quarantine because of COVID-19. That might make them come out.
Well, you don't know. I don't think it's just one. I think it's, if you look in, there's a place in Africa where they have this creature called Mekele Mbembe, and it's exactly like the Loch Ness Monster.
Mm.
But it's in Africa, and it's like, and they tell the people, like the tribes and all that know about it, and they just say, yeah, we stay the fuck away from them.
Really? Yeah,
but don't, and it's like, it's exactly like the Loch Ness Monster, but they actually come on land.
Hmm. Here's a situation.
And it's called
I have a situational question for you. All right, here we go. You're on a safari in Africa, and you come on an elephant. What do you do?
Okay. Yeah, tickle its balls.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. But you gotta wipe it off. It's a gentlemanly thing to do. Next one. What's a pirate's favorite letter? That's R. What you think, but it's really the C.
R.
Oh,
Now, I'm going to show you a brain trick.
That's a good
I have
one.
A brain trick for you. Now, I'm going to say go. And what I want you to do when I say go, until I say stop, I want you to say numbers that end in 5. Let me give you an example. I say go, you go 5, 35, 65, 50, 95, 2005. Say numbers that end in 5 until I say stop. We're going to do this a couple of times. And then we'll go to the next phase. Right. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So 35.
All right. So.
5. 15.
Stop. Now go. And say it as fast as you can until I say stop. Go.
All right. 15, 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, 105, 115.
Stop. Go.
100.
Go.
Oh. 125, 135, 145.
Keep going. Stop.
145. 155, 165, 175.
Now go.
175, 185, 195, 205.
Stop.
215.
Name a vegetable.
Onion.
Name a vegetable.
Is that a vegetable? I don't know. Potato.
You got me. I've been doing this like for 30 years, and they either say carrot or potato, and you said potato, and I wrote carrot. Damn it.
Fucking
hell. Well, in most people's brains.
I thought you was going to say.
In most people's brains.
I thought you was going to say like.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I thought you was going to say something like 5, 15, 25, 35, 45, 55. What do you do when you see a red light and go drive? But it's not drive, is it?
What do cows drink?
I thought it was.
Yeah, there you go.
Water.
No, apparently 5 is real close to the same part of your brain that carrot is. And usually I write that down on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And then do it real fast. And then when I ask them what a vegetable is, I hold it up because it almost always is carrot. And everybody goes, ooh, ah. And I tell everybody I'm the Antichrist.
I said onion and then potato.
What?
I said onion first, but I don't. I said onion, but I didn't know whether
isn't onion a vegetable? Onion was a vegetable. I thought it was an allium.
I don't know.
What do you do? What do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
What do I do? I work for a window and dog
company. A window and dog company?
Window and door company.
Oh, window and door company.
I work for Safe Style.
Gotcha. All right. So you design, build, install, clean?
No, I just sell them.
Oh, okay.
I'm a terrible person.
Hey.
We sell windows and doors.
Then you're talking about helping people out. Does anybody ever call you a hoodoo?
There's a lot of underhanded.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I watched bits of it. I wasn't really that fussed about it.
You wouldn't get the reference.
It was Oh no, I didn't. I liked it, you know, but I didn't really.
Well, the first season they hook you with all the naked ladies, and then they get like bloody and gory.
It was just there too many storylines. I liked it at first when it was like winter is coming, but like when the fuck is winter gonna get here? Right, and then they made this big thing about winter is coming. I was like, fuck it, I don't even give a shit now if winter comes or not. Do you know what I mean? It's like, just fucking get to the point of the story. And then it went off on this religious sort of, this religious cult thing. And then I just got bored.
Yeah.
When it was like Jon Snow at first, and it was like the Daenerys with a baps out, fucking, you know, running around trying to stop all the evil people. It was all right, but it was just weird. It just went weird then. When the little girl ended up in that religious cult, I didn't like it. It was weird. I just stopped watching it. Got bored.
So you're not a believer?
What, of religion?
No.
I like.
You like.
Well, I believe. Go on.
Oh, I mean.
You like what?
There should be. What I look for in a religion is a good sex ritual. There's got to be at least one good sex ritual. It's not for me.
Well, you can make your own sex rituals. You don't need to, like, have a religion to do that.
Already.
So you've made your own sex ritual. You've made your own religion.
So if I had...
Isn't that what that whole... Isn't that what that whole thing? I didn't want to get to the end of the documentary, but there's like some fucking weird cult in America because it's always in America, because they always think of the maddest shit first. But they had like some sex cult, and it all ended up with loads of people dying. I just mishmash the story?
That would be cool. I have been in an orgy dome.
Everyone ended up dying.
I was in an orgy dome.
In a what? Dung?
An orgy dome.
In a dome. Orgy
a dome full of orgy.
What's
it's
that?
A dome structure covered full of people orgying.
Right. And was you orgying? I don't do them sorts of things.
It took me 5 years before I had a camp that had 6 guys and 6 girls. And everyone was equally curious to get in because you can't go in as a single guy. And I knew 2 guys who pretended they were gay to get in. But as soon as they got in, within about 2 minutes, everyone stopped and looked at them and said, hey, so show us what you got. And they had to come clean or do each other. So they came clean. So we went and checked it out. Glad we went on Tuesday, because let me tell you, by Thursday, it's probably pretty crazy. I mean, the line is really long. And everything's covered in plastic. I would hate to be the volunteer wiping everything down.
Oh, yeah, wiping, yeah. wiping bodily fluids off the plastic. That's not nice.
No, it is nice. Do you want to sit down in the bodily fluid, or do you want it to be dry when you sit down and you can pretend there was no bodily fluid?
Yeah, but 12 different people's all bodily fluids all mixed together and some.
Well, there's a reason why they didn't have black lights
that's
in
there. That's horrific. No, that's horrible, mate. That's nasty. Why are you participating in things like that, bro? It's like, it's supposed to be a loving sort of consensual thing.
It is consensual.
Between two people, yet you're just going at it with like, well, oh, it's horrible. Just like fucking bear of you, the banging each other. Oh, no, I'm not into that shit. Call me a prude, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, you sound pretty prude.
But bro, like six guys at six, but like, that's just too
all,
many.
All he did
like,
was go in and sit down.
What the fuck's all at the
all
same
he did
time,
was go man. In and sit down, and we just wanted to see what it was like in there. Trust me, I tried to get something.
You went to a fucking audience, sat down, and was fucking watched.
Yeah,
bro, that's mad.
Yeah, I mean,
what, like a fucking artist?
Like an artist?
I'm going to admire this shit. What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's mad.
You can't tell me that you have never watched porn on the internet.
Go on. Yeah. Who hasn't? Do you know what I mean? Who's not watched porn?
So what's the difference between that and sitting in an orgy dome and watching?
Because you're there involved.
No, you don't have to be involved. It's all about consent and
porn,
shit.
You can just switch it off if you're there.
No,
in it.
You don't have to get in it.
Yeah, but if you're there in it.
It's not like when they let you in, they say, okay, you need to sign off here to agree to at least dive into the flesh pile once. No, they don't make you do that.
I mean, I'm not knocking you. I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing. I just couldn't do it. Like, that'd be weird. It's like, imagine banging your girl and there was some guy sat in the corner just watching, and you'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, can you just fuck off, please?
No, I mean,
not being a woman.
I imagine,
you know,
I would probably be like, okay, I'm starting to get a following. I better up my game. Right?
I'm starting to get a following.
Right, come on, man.
Right? What are your sex life?
Oh, look, somebody's in my chat room.
Wow, that's deep, that bro. That's what she said. But nah, that's him. Nah, that's weird.
That's
bro.
Weird.
That's weird.
I can't believe I'm talking to a Scott who's saying that being in an orgy is weird. Didn't y'all invent it?
I'm not a Scott. You are. Who's what? You it invented? Where was it invented?
In Scotland, I thought. In Edinburgh.
He's
with Robert Bruce.
Oh, there's.
Yeah.
But the Bruce. There's a Scot just turned up, the elusive toilet paper. Hail, hail. In Scotland, I didn't know that. So like, gangbanging and orgies and all that shit was all fucking invented in Scotland. Is that right? Sounds
about
right.
Why do you think they wore kilts? They didn't have time for pants.
Easy
yeah,
access.
Right? Dude.
Just pull it off. I know where you
dude,
go.
Dude, I have three kilts. And everyone goes, what are you wearing a skirt for? Look, I can prove it's not a skirt. Do you want me to prove it's not a skirt? The thing is that everyone understood how much the ladies love a confident man in a kilt. Every guy would have a kilt. I'm telling you, it's nice to go out wearing my kilt and have ladies buying me drinks and saddling up next to me because they like my kilt.
I don't think I'd wear a kilt, mate.
That's fine. That's fine. More women for me.
I don't. No, that's good. I've got a woman.
She's yeah, well, if hypothetically I was single.
But at the same time, but the wearing a kilt thing, I don't think she'd be too happy with me wearing a skirt.
Well, don't wear a skirt,
like,
wear a kilt.
Right, we need to have a conversation.
Yeah, see, what I wear is you go to kilt this or utilikilt.
I'm a kilt as well.
Yeah.
I'm a kilt as well. but I don't have the accent.
Well,
so I don't wear a kilt. I think if you've got the accent,
well, no, I mean, it,
I'm not that. That's a part of our heritage. I'm not entirely proud
really.
Of.
Well, I mean, it's not here. It's
but in back
they,
in
they
them
took
times,
it from the Irish when the Irish from the Del Rada established the kingdom in the west of Pictland, and then basically took over the noble class and it renamed Pictland to Scotland. I mean, the Irish were the ones who originated that, and they wore them longer. Hell, the Irish back then, the time of Brian Boru, when they would greeted each other, they would suckle each other's nipples. They didn't shake hands or hug. They suckled each other's nipples because if a man... I'm serious. I have a degree in history, and the Celts was one of my specialties.
Yeah, that's it's kind of weird, though, isn't it? It's like, yeah, that there's some weird shit from fucking our history. There's some weird shit going on there, man. It's why Irish people that
we. Well, I mean, yeah. Don't talk about my island that way.
My Ireland. it's my Ireland.
Wait, I mean, and actually.
It
can be shown that the Irish saved civilization. You know this?
Ireland saved civilization.
Yeah.
The least civilized nation on the planet
saved
civilization.
Let me lay it out for you real quick. Not even complicated. So in the reign of Emperor Theodosius, around 398 AD, when it was starting to go to crap, right? It was just, they had all these Visigoths and Goths at the border of the Rhine. They all wanted Roman citizenship, and Romans were going, fuck you. We don't like, y'all are criminals. Y'all are rapists. Y'all aren't getting no citizenship. And they were taunting the Visigoths, and some entrepreneurial Romans noticed that Rome seemed powerful, but was ripe for fall. They went and set up house, like in Britannia. And the Visigoths got fed up. They ran across the Rhine, sacked Rome, and Rome went to shit. Inside of a generation, most of the population had forgotten how to read and write and had abandoned the city, the urban centers entirely. Around the same time, Patrick had been, or Poirick, he had been kidnapped from Ireland by to Ireland from the Irish raiders, and he was Christian, and he converted, he escaped and went back to, I think it was Wales or Cornwall, and then he had a vision in that he needed to go back, that God was calling him back to Ireland, so he went back to Ireland, I'm passing a lot of story here, converted him, and the monks, realizing that all this knowledge was going to get lost because everything was falling to shit on the continent, went over to the continent and rescued all the books and scholarly scrolls and whatnot and brought it back to Ireland that was relatively isolated by the Irish Sea and put it in their monasteries. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't know jack all about any of Rome or Greece or any of the ancient stories. They saved civilization.
That's pretty. I suppose in a way, yeah, it is because he I always knew it was like the story of him driving the snakes out of Ireland was it essentially was the snakes were a metaphor for like all the fucking pagan sort of Celtic fucking religions and all the shit where they were praying to like
they were having orgies every May Day.
And it was like the snakes were metaphors. Well, you'd have loved that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Every May Day. Well, it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. So, because of all this fucking corona shit, I've been called into work, and I've never worked on March 17th in my life ever. Like, that's just like it's St. Patrick's Day.
And you're gonna start now, really? Don't let me down, man. I was beginning to believe in you.
It's really bad. Well,
I was about this close to start praying to
well,
you.
Well, no, he said I can take my bears into work with me.
You have to take your person?
So I said, that'll do for me.
What do you mean?
No, I can take my bass. I can take my bass with
bass,
me into work.
Guitar?
No, the bears, what you drink.
Oh, beers.
Like my whiskey.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I can take my whiskey into work with me, so, like, and my bears, and he said, he's cool with that. Like, the boss took me to the pub for 2 hours today when we
should
have
been in work.
Where
do you work that you get to drink whiskey?
So.
Do you work at Glenlivet or something?
I wish you did, mate. We work for a company that, We sell a lot of shit to like major window companies, and then they come back to us. So we work on behalf like window companies. So we're like a middleman.
So you get them drunk and have them buy like 100 windows for a castle that they don't know they're gonna buy yet.
Nah, I don't deal with the customers face to face. They don't trust me like that. I'm just on the phone.
Who puts the hood over their head?
Oh, that's the guy we send out.
Okay.
We send him with a gun as well. So, just in case they're really like, that's not true, but it might be for some people. If you're in London, probably a knife.
Yeah, because y'all don't have what y'all have. Hell, the police. Only the Scotland Yard has weapons, right? And they're rubber bullets, isn't that true?
Well, the criminals have weapons as well, just the ordinary there's not the Scotland Yard, the army spawns have weapons. But the ordinary everyday police don't have guns, except from in the north of Ireland. I don't say Northern Ireland, no such country as Northern Ireland, it's the north of Ireland. Yeah, the police in the north of Ireland, they have guns. They have, like, AK-47s and everything in Belfast.
Yeah.
But in the south of Ireland, they don't. That's the only country within sort of the British Isles that has guns. And I think you can actually legally.
If there's one good thing that's come out of the troubles, the AK-47 and the troubles in Belfast, it's you two. So, in some sense, you can thank God for AK-47s.
You two are from the South.
Yeah, but if it weren't for that, they wouldn't have sang Sunday Bloody Sunday now, would they?
There's a better version of Sunday Bloody Sunday, which is sung by a guy called Gary Oak. And he sings a much better version than U2's one, which actually talks about the Troubles. It's Sunday Bloody Sunday in our concentration camps, which is a part of history that nobody really talks about. But obviously the H blocks and the concentration camps, and obviously what was caused in Ireland, and Bobby Sands, who's an absolute fucking hero in my eyes. He's like obviously one of he's an absolute hero. He was a revolutionary. Everyone calls him like a terrorist, but that guy lived it, obviously what it meant to be a freedom.
Yeah, sure.
Like a lot of it's like steeped in socialism.
Yeah, socialism
and there's a great song called Jump. Yeah.
Over here they equate it to communism. Yeah,
that's where the whole sort of Republican movement was going on. Yeah. Well, there's not much difference between socialism and communism, but I think it's still a terrible idea.
I mean, but there is a difference. Yeah, there is a difference. Well, communism relies on the basic underlying good nature of humankind, so that when the proletariat overthrows the wealthy class and takes over the means of production, they will voluntarily give up that power back to the people. And that has yet to have happened in any instance where the proletariat has risen up and overthrown the wealthy. It relies on it's a nice idea if everyone were as nice as Karl Marx.
Do you know Karl Marx and Frederick Engels actually wrote their manifesto in a pub about maybe 2 or 3 miles from here, from where I am in Manchester? They actually wrote it, and I've actually drank in that pub. And I actually went to university across the road from that pub, but they wrote quite a bit of it. And they've actually got a statue of Frederick Engels in somewhere in Manchester. So that's yeah, they've got quite a connection to the city. But I don't actually agree with but it's a nice idea.
Sure. Yeah. I believe in a world where, you know, brother does not fight against brother and the lion lays down with the lion. And I picture us invading that world and taking all their shit.
Like where the lion lays down with the lamb, that's from the Bible, isn't it?
Possibly.
Is that a biblical? That's a biblical yes. reference.
In all fairness, I'm kind of all over the place. I'm just trying to keep myself not too concerned about how crazy it could get. As a student of history, I am keenly aware of how left things can go when they don't seem like they would. At the same time, it doesn't feel like this is necessarily it.
I don't think anything. Do you think this is like a pre-run? I think this is a pre-run for what's going to happen in the future. Yeah, for what's going to happen in the future.
What I will tell you is
like
that
a test.
Without giving too much into it, I'm not going to be in the Bay Area on 420. Just not going to be in the Bay Area. I'm going to hook up my trailer, and I've got my family, and even my ex-wife and her wife. I believe they're going to go too, and some number of my friends, for various reasons. But we're going to head up to Rogue River in Oregon, which is nice and out of the past Shasta, Mount Shasta, and out of the Bay Area. And hopefully there'll be something for me to come back to.
Yeah, that's it, man. Just go and do you know what the good thing about is? I mean, I don't smoke, but I have done edibles and things in the past, and I would say for anybody who says like, oh, don't do drugs and that. I don't see that as being a drug.
No, I mean, man-made beer, God-made pot. God is perfect, man is not. That's all bullshit. I mean, everybody's perfect, but yeah, it does grow from the earth. It's hard to see.
Well, I'll argue it with anybody. Hey. It's something that comes from the ground. Yeah, the only reason it's not legal is because it's not taxable. Because anybody
can do it. We're totally losing listeners because as the minute we start talking about pot, pot is so yesterday. It's so hippie.
Anyway, listen, man. I want to let you go back to your show. Anyway, I don't want to lose.
No. I don't care.
Take care, man.
I was just trying to make a joke. I appreciate you calling in. I did enjoy visiting.
But at the same time, you're defo 420. Just go and enjoy yourself, man. Have a good time. Enjoy life because it's what we only live once, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. We only live once. That nobody knows for certain what's beyond death's door, what's before birth. So if the only thing that is irrefutable and we all agree is absolutely true is death, then the actual point of life is to accept and prepare for our deaths. So if I'm going to be standing in front of death's door, I got to be okay with it.
I believe that there's an afterlife. I don't think we're just here and that's it.
And I'm not saying that it's not true.
Well, I don't think your body doesn't.
All I mean is that there's no way for us to know for any certainty what is beyond death's door. There may be an afterlife. There may not be. We have no idea. So if I want to be able to go through death's door and be okay with it, not knowing what's on the other side, I got to be able to at least think to myself, I've done my best. How can I know I've done my best? And let me ask you a question. Is there another you anywhere in the universe, or you unique?
I believe that I'm unique, but it depends if you believe in like parallel universes.
For now, I agree with you. If you are unique, then by definition, what that means is nobody does you better than you. In fact, you do you perfectly because there is no other you. And you are the only one going through death's door. And you are the ultimate one who's going to have to be okay with how you are when you get there. So you are perfect in form and function.
That's interesting.
Don't let anybody tell you there's nothing perfect.
I like that, man.
It's not true. How do you learn to accept yourself if you think you're shit? If you're born into sin, how do you ever accept yourself?
Yes.
The God, love has always been inside you. Garden of Eden, that's a metaphor for the balance between your mind and your heart. And our minds got busy thinking about where's God, where's love, all ashamed of themselves and in guilt. When love didn't go anywhere, how could it? It's part of everything. There's no hole that needs to be filled. You just need to accept what's already there. All right, man.
That's big, that, man. That's big.
It's good talking to you, brother.
That's real talk, man. And thank you for that, man. Hey, man, nice pleasure talking to you, man. I'll take them words of wisdom, man. Listen, peace be with you, man. Stay safe, yeah, and enjoy
420. I will, yeah. I'll look for you later on,
God bless, man.
You too. Be safe.
God bless America. Take care, man. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
That was interesting. Thank you, sir, for joining me and helping me and just kind of get silly and bust the cobwebs out of my thoughts and put on the armor of love, being kind to myself, and preparing for whatever may come. If it's just, you know, grounded to our rooms for a few days and everything's fine, great. But no matter what comes, I got to be ready in myself to do what needs to be done, to love myself enough not to stand by when something's being done that doesn't need to be done, and add benefit, increase existence. Because death is the only certainty in our human experience. I found it quite ironic and unusual why the one thing we all know is the one thing nobody wants to talk about. And they want to think about it with all these ideas about what happens after death or what came before them, before their birth. When if there is a creator, it would never put us in a situation, if it has any love whatsoever, it would never put us in a situation where learning the lesson isn't easy. And in fact, it's so easy that we make it hard. In shame, we went out of balance. When you look in the mirror, do you think, that's somebody? Somebody I can believe in? I hope so. I'm going to take a break. Hey, Friday kind of guy. You don't like what? Huh? Hey, Sammy. You broke my heart. Yeah. Good job, Sammy. Boy, Manoy. I joke around when I'm nervous. Sometimes it's awkward. If there's anybody who's going to inappropriately joke at the wrong time at a funeral, it'd be me. I hope everything goes straight. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to freak out. But hey, these are interesting times. You know what? And this is when you were born. That's sometimes awkward. I have a nervous laugh, lady. Yeah, I guess that would be awkward. Lady. Lady and Stuart and Icha. Oh, to hear what? What am I missing, Friday kind of guy? I got out of there. We went off of talking. Oh, curry. Yeah, we made some soup. Well, posh gangster. All right, what time is it? 15:04. That's 3:04 in the afternoon. You're on the Pacific side of the colonies of America. And I'm going to take a little break. I'll be back in a little bit. We're going to keep going live from the quarantine. Sabrina will be here later. And she has a very logical, scientific mind. We'll probably dive into some scientific subjects and issues. I don't know if you like sci-fi on National Public Radio, but we love Science Friday. We're going to try and keep this interesting, keep it real. Make sure you let everybody know if they want to know what's going on in Ground Zero. Tune in to Live from the Quarantine. We're going to try and perfect some potent proofs. All right? See ya.